To what do we attribute such a poor performance by India? Is it a team starting to run out of steam towards the end of a long time in Australia with the World Cup still to come? And should their fans be starting to worry about what the World Cup might hold for them? Or is it more to do with the bouncing conditions here, or was it just a bad day?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both, but it's an interesting scenario India are in. They're going to be here a long time by the time we get to the World Cup, and that can be a positive, that they should be acclimatised to the conditions, really know what they're up against in a pitch perspective, and also about the teams, and that build a game plan, get some momentum and hopefully go deep in the World Cup. The other one is things don't go to plan. They were well beaten in the test matches. A poor result here against England and India could be demoralising. So the World Cup could actually be a bit of a shambles there. And you look at someone like Darwin, who come with such a big reputation, scored 100 against Australia on debut over in India. Struggled a bit over in England here, but really hasn't shown anything. And there's one form of the game you thought that he'd get going in would be the 50 over format, which he hasn't done today. So it's going to be very interesting the next couple of weeks, I reckon. A real indicator, this tri series, whether India a chance to defend their World Cup title.
Let's see how India bowl for the remainder of this game. Now, okay, the odds of them winning the game are remote, but not out of the question. But you threw up the possibility, well, they've been here a long time already and they've had four test matches. They've got this tri series now. Then they've got the World Cup. But they're professional cricketers. So if they weren't playing four tests against Australia here, they were doing something else somewhere else. I mean, that's what they're paid to do. That's what the reality of international cricket is. So get on with it. I mean, okay, it's a long time in conditions that aren't to their liking necessarily, although Clem, the test matches pretty much in Australia for India to play on the wickets they did in the test. They can't complain about that. They weren't stung too much by that. This wicket here has probably got more bounce than some of the test match wickets did, and that's what's brought them undone, is handling and scoring off a wicket with bounce at the Gabba. Now, that's not what they're going to play on for the rest of the one-day series or the World Cup too much, but that's the problem for India, and it's always has been and always will, because they're brought up playing in India in totally different conditions. They come to this and it's not part of their game. They're not equipped for it. But they've got to find a way of how do you score and how do you handle bounce, because it's part of the game in this part of the world.
I think they've got to score heavily too, I reckon, Tim. I don't think they've got the bowling to knock over teams. So even in these bouncy conditions, they have to score, you know, mid-250s at least.
Which they look well capable of doing against Australia at the MCG. On that sort of form, as we watched them bat, saying this is a team that actually has the batting firepower to win the World Cup. But then when they didn't quite nail it and Australia were able to run down the target that was set, you realised the deficiencies of the team too, because the attack is not explosive.
No, and they're not economical bowlers at all, so that they really need to get wickets, which they haven't done here as well. A little bit imbalanced here today. They're number 8 top scored, Binny, 44. And they seemed a bit erratic at the top. The ball was moving around a little bit, but Rahane and co, they seemed to move around the pitch a fair bit as well. They didn't look like they were very confident about what they were trying to achieve out there, and hence bowled out for 153.